Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moving along on a Thursday, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to Ben Maller. By the way, did you see the Von Miller photo from the last game in the press conference?
No, I did not.
Holy smokes.
Does he look old?
He looks impressive.
That's oh, okay.
For sure. Men's wieners. Yeah, just type in Miles Garrett to Twitter.
You said Von Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miles Garrett.
Oh, Miles Garrett. Yes, you showed me that picture. Yes.
My Lord. I mean, I feel like when we do those Instagram videos, that's how I should do the videos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't think it would have the same effect.
Probably not.
And actually, I know for a fact it would not. I think this is a new era for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is what I mean. They're now the ones that have to prove it. But not to the national media. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, where's Vegas have the Chiefs playoff team? Possibly winning the AFC still. I've seen some odds. Max says they're plus 1,000 to win the Super Bowl at this point. National media, ESPN, FS1, those people, they're saying that's still a playoff team. They're 5-5. They'll figure it out. It's the locals.
It is.
That you have to prove it to. And that, my friends, is where this conversation starts, because that is the era we have not seen. It has always been people like us quote tweeting, or people that do podcasts quote tweeting people like Dan Orlovsky, or people like Mark Schlereth, or people like Colin Cowherd, and say, oh yeah, I guess you just don't know who Mahomes is. Now that's the national media doing that to the local people here in Kansas City. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are still like, hey guys, like 5-5, I don't care. They're going to go out there, bank it. They're going to beat the Colts, and everything's going to change within 1 week, because one, that's the NFL, and two,
right,
that's how things tend to work out. But it's always been the opposite. It's always been the local ties supporting and defending, and it seems like there's more national supporting and defending than I have seen more than anything when it comes to this team this year. It's weird times, could show weird results, and I'm interested to see what the Chiefs do, what this team does with this sort of narrative. I know that there's a lot of people out there saying, guys, come on. They don't listen to the media. Oh, well.
No, they do.
They definitely use it as bait, and they use it as something to kind of like think about, and it's a way, just like you could say, well, I don't follow politics. Well, BS. I guarantee you're watching videos on your phone of whoever you might be watching, not by on purpose, but it happens and you find yourself watching it. Just like there might be a clip that gets shared on Twitter from this show or Carrington show or Cody and Gold, and then somebody from the Chiefs watched it and then sends it out, right? I don't know, but I do know that the national narrative is, in what I have seen, in more support. Now you're going to have your Craig Cartons out there that are just clowns, and they're going to do whatever they can to make fun of the fan base.
Right.
But from what I have noticed is that there is more national support. And yes, I am the guy out here that said this season is over, that this is not a playoff team, because in reality, I don't think this is a playoff team yet. Now, they can prove me wrong, 100%. But again, I think it's a different era and a weird time, and I'm interested to see what this different sort of era in this Chiefs current dynasty that they have built, which it is, what they do with it.
You know, again, with the parent analogy, sometimes tough love is what you need for your kid, right? And there's been a lot of tough love this week for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I hope they embrace that. I hope they have heard everything that everybody is saying nationally, or not nationally, but locally, about this team. Because you're right, Dusty. I mean, it really is bizarre. Like, we have been for the last 8-9 years, defend the kingdom, all this kind of stuff, right? And now we've got, you know, this team sitting at 5-5 and not playing in anything interesting, you know, football, and everybody here locally is down on the team. And look, I hope they hear this, because, you know, it's one of those things, like, everybody's in support. We get all that. And we're expecting this team to be better than what they're putting out there right now. And it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be frustrated, because the team has put us in that position. You know, people always get mad at stuff that we say. I can't believe you would say that. Well, their actions have caused us to have these type of conversations. We don't want to sit here and talk about how Andy Reid is not doing a great job this year, or how Patrick Mahomes is not doing a great job this year. In fact, I had one guy at the J yesterday. I can't believe you're talking trash on Patrick Mahomes. His line stinks. I'm like, all right, we're not. His line does not stink.
No,
okay?
It doesn't.
His line is very good. His
great
line has been great. There's a lot of invested money. That offensive line has been fantastic. The quarterback has not been good. The quarterback has cost this team two games with two passes. That's it. With two passes, this quarterback has cost this team two games. I'm not going to sit here and blame the offensive line for that. That's on the quarterback.
What,
and it's
the
also
two passes?
The Jacksonville and then the one against Denver. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it. I mean, you take those two passes away, we're talking about a 7-3 football team. But you can't take things away, right? It's like Dick Freeland. You take away those four huge runs that got us, you know, seven touchdowns. Well, you can't do that, coach, right? You can't take things away. But if you take those two plays away, this is a 7-3 football team, and we're not having these conversations about the playoffs being in jeopardy. So yeah, it's on the quarterback. He makes $50 million a year too. That's a $5 million a year mistake. That's a Jacoby Brissett mistake. That's a Kyler Murray mistake. That is a Tua Tagovailoa mistake, or however I can pronounce his name. I don't know why.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, easy for me to say. Like, that's a Daniel Jones mistake.
Uh-huh.
That's a Russell Wilson mistake. those aren't Patrick Mahomes' mistakes. You're held to a higher standard. And so, yeah, I am going to get on when you have two passes like that that ultimately cost you games and cost you wins. Yeah, it's okay to have those conversations. And so, yeah, you're right, Dusty. I mean, it is kind of different. Like, the locals are down bad right now. Down. I've had a lot of people say to me, I feel so bad about this team. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, locally, we're feeling it right now. And I hope they are hearing all of this because this does matter. This is how your fan base is feeling right now. They're upset. They're confused. They're disappointed. I hope everybody inside that organization is hearing everything that everybody is saying this week, because you can say everything is great and everybody has fun when everything is winning. Now it's starting to take a little bit of a turn, and it's okay to point those things out. But the people who are doing those things have to be willing to listen and have to be willing to accept the fact that they're not doing the best at their jobs right now.
So he says, Bob, get his name right. It's Tua turned the ball over.
BBL stinky. That's a really good one. Take the day.
Mac, you agree?
With what?
Just with the era of it's worse locally than it is nationally?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we talked about it last week. I think I said in the scripts, like, nationally believe, why can't we, right? Yeah. And it is a little scary to know that we know this team better than anyone, and we here in KC are a little skeptical, but I'm on the optimistic side, and I know a lot of those listeners are as well. The thing that makes me feel better about these issues that we've been talking about, and by the way, you're right, Bob, you think we wanted to talk RPOs for this morning? Like,
no, I hate talking RPOs. No, it's nerd
no,
stuff.
I don't want to do that, yeah. Right? And I don't even want to do that. That's where we're at, though, right now. The things that make me feel better, though, is that we've seen a lot of these issues before, and that the two people that are in charge of fixing these issues are Mount Rushmore guys, all-time guys. So if there was anyone that could fix these issues, and they're not
issues that need fixing. It's just adjusting more than anything.
It's adjusting. It's getting back to basics. It's getting back to your fundamentals. It's doing things that you've done better than anyone else in the past. You just have to wake up, take a step back, and realize where you're at and say, okay, we need to get back to these things. I believe they can do that. Other teams, when they have these issues, they're getting a new playbook. They're figuring out how to do these things for the first time. We've seen this team do this better than anyone. Be disciplined, be efficient, score points when they need to, take long drives. Like, we've seen them do that.
You think about like where all the focus has been, and it is kind of crazy. You say the Mount Rushmore guys: Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo,
Kelsey, if you want to include him.
Mm-hmm. He's been great this year.
He's been great.
Guys who haven't been good.
And then Dave Tope.
Yeah, Dave Tope as well. The special teams have been a joke this year.
And I'll tell you right now,
other than that Ariza kicking the ball, they stunk.
I'll tell you right now, if this team misses the playoffs, the fall guy will be Dave Tope. You heard it first. He'll be the one fall guy this team. Because everyone will say, they need to revamp, regroup, rechange. They do all this. Rechange is not a word. But they need to change things up. There will be a fall guy, and that fall guy will be Dave Tope.
Well, there always is. Just look at the history. When things don't go right, no matter what the organization is, it's the hitting coach, it's the pitching coach, it's the backup catcher, it's all of those things that need to be changed. And I don't disagree with you. If this thing does not go right and you need that fall guy, you may see Dave Tope retire. You may see Steve Spagnuolo retire. But those are changes that may happen. But, I mean, the Steve Spagnuolo one really is – I mean, we were calling him the greatest defensive coordinator of all time, and now we're finding out how predictable he is. And nobody fears what they're doing on defense, and they know what's coming on defense right now. He's got to change as much as Andy. Yeah, I mean, you can't have the quarterback out there calling out your defense.
On 3rd and 15, with a 70%, what is it? So what was the tweet? 70% percentile on 3rd and longs?
Yeah.
32nd in the NFL?
Yes.
The Chiefs are the worst because everybody knows what they're doing on defense. It's easy. 3rd and long type of situation. You know they're blitzing.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Go prove them all wrong. Go win on Sunday.
35-0. Like, this is the day you do that type of game, right? This is the day where you just go out there and you say, F it.
Right?
Because they need an F it game.
Never know. They're on tilt, that's for sure.
Chiefs allowing over 70% completions on 3rd down this year. 32nd in the NFL. Spags has never allowed over 60.
But that's because the defenses know what's coming. Yeah. Or the offenses know what's coming. And the next time that happens, Chris Jones, and he's out there talking, call a timeout.
You could. Definitely could. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 12 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Kansas City Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ben Maller on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending...
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I'll just be honest with you, man. Give me your thoughts on the Chiefs, because around here, man, sky may be falling for some it's not. Where is it for you?
Yeah, I'm on the sky is falling camp. That game in Denver, that was the turning point. We talked about it last week, guys. It could be on with you again, but that was the game. You gotta have it. It's one of those gotta have it games, and it was right there for the taking, and they didn't do it. And this has been the pattern for this team. They obviously still have plenty of time to turn things around, but we have to do the show today, as we like to say. And so today, you ask me what I think. I think this is a debacle. This is a boondoggle right now for the Chiefs. They gotta dig themselves out. And just when you thought they had dug themselves out, they started digging a little deeper with that loss to the Broncos. So now you're talking about a wild card team. The problem is you lost to Jacksonville, and you know a couple guys in your defense weren't hustling, and Jacksonville looks like they're a wild card team. So you're going to have to be a game better than them because the tiebreaker goes to Jacksonville at the end of the year, and that's assuming you're able to win this weekend against the Colts and whatnot. So it's not great. It's not. I'm going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It's not good, but at least the chicken fingers are good. We're at the landing, so that's.
That is true. I mean, you got to find a positive in anything. But for me, I look at it, I go, it comes down to the head coach and it comes down to the quarterback. Horrible decisions by Patrick Mahomes, the interceptions, and then 13 penalties a game or whatever it is. That's discipline, man. And to me, that's on the coaching. It's got to start from the top.
Yeah, I go by the mantra that you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen, right? It's not week three. And you're not playing the Giants. It's now that was week 11, and the same stuff is popping up. So yeah, it's not a great look. And I mean, there's a couple ways. We're at a fork in the road here for the Chiefs. If they, you know, you think about down the line, if this thing continues, if they end up with like 8 wins or 9 wins, something like that, it's what kind of changes are going to happen? I mean, we're at that kind of a point because you don't want to waste this thing with Mahomes, and this is not. Not great. So they've got a lot of work to do, obviously. I mean, there's certainly some winnable games. You got the Raiders, Titans, and Cowboys. Those should be just show up and win games down the line. And so that'll get you to 8 wins, and then you're going to have to beat the Colts and the Chargers and the Broncos again. So they're all winnable. The Chiefs are not in the bubble of trust right now the way they've played.
Do you think that do you think this is one of those years in the AFC where as long as you're in, and that's why I think when we look at the picture right now and you see Baltimore and Kansas City still kind of outside, but 5-5, clearly I think we all three here agree that the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the North, right? Aaron Rodgers is now out. Mason Rudolph leading the sleigh in Pittsburgh. But like we would all agree that the Ravens would win, and you got to think that if Kansas City is like the 7th seed, and Indianapolis is the 1 seed. Let's say they lose this Sunday to Kansas City and Arrowhead. Yeah, they'll get them in Indianapolis, but do you think the Chiefs are that team with the players for start? Be like, oh, son of a gun, they let them in, and now they're going to wreck the party.
Yeah, I don't. Denver with Bo Nix, Dusty, doesn't – he's not great. They're good. He's not great. And I don't trust Drake May. He's been good. They played a lot of tomato cans. So, like, you'd think looking at it based on track record, they don't scare you. But the Chiefs have to prove that they're legit. And, I mean, you look at the bottom, as you said, Baltimore's going to get in. I guess the Chiefs, you got to pull for Buffalo, right, against Houston because mm-hmm. Houston's kind of lurking there in the shadows with the same record and whatnot. So, yeah, there's no juggernaut team. We talked about this over the last month or so. There's like mm-hmm. nobody really, even though some teams with great records, even on the NFC side, Philadelphia and the Rams, I think those teams are plumb for the taking. And in the AFC, Denver, New England, Indianapolis, I think going into the playoffs, I don't look at any of them like they're unstoppable. So you just got to get in. You just got to get in, you know, win wild card weekend, and you're on your way.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You get in, and as Dusty said, oh, my God, it's the big bad Chiefs. I wouldn't want to face the Chiefs if I was another team. And you mentioned the Thursday night game. Yeah, I guess for the first time maybe in a while, we got to root for Buffalo in this one to kind of knock Houston out and keep them, you know, at bay in this one. How do you look at this Thursday night game tonight? Because Houston's got the best defense in the NFL. People seem to forget that.
Yeah, and Josh Allen has turned the ball over a lot. Like, this is not the Josh Allen of last year. He's made a lot of decisions that have gone against him and whatnot. So I do think it's going to be within the point spread tonight. So from that perspective, from a gambling perspective, I think Houston will keep it close with Davis Mills. I do believe the Bills will win the game, but I think it's going to be like a field goal type game. Although these Thursday games are always so wonky. They're usually half the game is just terrible. They're warming up. It's not right. Very rarely do we get a smooth Thursday night game, but I do think it'll come down to the fourth quarter, and the Bills will win it. But it's not going to be like a smooth situation on Thursday night because of the turnovers. The turnovers are the great equalizer. And Josh Allen, I think it's the last five or six games, he's got like seven interceptions, four fumbles. He's made a lot of mistakes.
Ben, I want to ask you this because I know you do the Benny and the Penny, and you're a gambling guy, my guy.
Yes.
+122, Detroit, Chiefs, Ravens all make the playoffs. Yay or nay?
So Detroit, Chiefs, and Ravens, they're in, so that's good. Detroit will end up getting. I think Chicago's going to fall off here, so I'd say that's not a bad bet. Yeah, I'd do it, though. I'd put a couple bucks down on that.
Which team +122?
122. So which team gives you the most confidence, and which team gives you the least amount of confidence?
The Ravens would give me the most confidence. The Lions would be second. And the Chiefs, I would put them last on that. Not a list, by the way. A big board. Not a list. A big board. I don't do lists. But I would put them at the very bottom because of the fact they've already lost to Denver. They lost to the Chargers once. And I know they play them again. But they have no margin for error. It's like being on a high wire and crossing the Grand Canyon, and there's no net. Like you make one mistake, and that's it. I mean, I don't know if we're quite at that point yet. But if they lose to the Colts on Sunday, that gets them to six losses. How many losses can you have, and then in the AFC, and you're in? I mean, I know at the bottom there's teams with four losses, like the Chargers and Jacksonville. But they have to have the tiebreaker with those teams. Right now they don't, so it's a mess.
It is a mess. As we talked to Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan, and you know, over in the NFC, I was reading some stuff this morning. You know, the Rams, are they the best team? Is Matthew Stafford the MVP of the league and all of this kind of stuff? I know we do this kind of week to week, but it sure seems like the Rams just continue to win, and they're kind of a quiet team. We're like, I guess it's the West Coast, not a lot of people talk about. They should be getting more run for the way that they're playing and what they're doing with a great defense, a quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame, and the, you know, next to Andy Reid, maybe the best coach in the NFL.
Yeah, but McVay's been wonderful. They don't get the buzz. Everyone's been talking. Well, you know why? Because they're winning, and there's nothing. Even Philadelphia won the Super Bowl. Everyone's talking about Jalen Hurts. The players are upset with Jalen Hurts. There's none of that with the Rams. Like the Rams, by the way, just put three guys on injured reserve who are starters. So good luck on that. They play the Bucs this weekend, so we'll see if they're able to win without three starters. But yeah, the Rams have been wonderful. I go back to the conversation we had last week. I'm on Team Dusty as far as the MVP race. I love the Rams. Stafford's got MVP stats. He's got 27 touchdowns, two interceptions. I've watched the Rams every game. I look at him, I say, I don't think that's the MVP. There's got to be somebody better than him. And the Chiefs are playing Jonathan Taylor this weekend. So I have him in the top spot. And if the Chiefs can bottle him up, then he's out of the top spot. So then we'll have somebody else up there. It's just wide open, and it will be decided the final month. But I'm leaning towards the running back because I don't look – all these quarterbacks have issues. Like even Stafford, the Rams won last week. He didn't play great in that. He had like 130-something yards against the Seattle defense, and they won, and he had some touchdown passes, which is great. So I know I'm nitpicking, but that's what we do. We're talk shows. We nitpick.
Yeah, because the previous 3 weeks, he went 5 touchdowns, 0 picks, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 180, 280, 280. So
Yeah, I think this is one of those years where, like, we're back in the swing of things where does Matthew Stafford, quote-unquote, deserve it because he's never won an MVP and his team is one of the more dominant teams in the league? Or is this one of those years where it's like, it could be Allen, it could be Stafford, it could be Mahomes, it could be this. Why don't we give it to the running back? You know what? He deserves it. The Colts are who they are. Screw it. I think it's Jonathan Taylor's year.
Well, today I think that the Stafford stat, that the fun fact of the hour for you guys is that I saw this week, that Matthew Stafford, for the first time in his NFL career after beating Seattle, I believe this is accurate. I'm going to go with it anyway. First time in his career, he has a winning record.
Yeah.
As an NFL quarterback. This is amazing. The guy, it makes sense. He was with the Lions and they were terrible, but the guy, and you said it, Hall of Famer, Bob. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he is. I mean, yeah, he absolutely is, man.
He's better than Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and they're going to be in the Hall of Fame or in the Hall of Fame or however you want to describe those. No, I think Matthew Stafford's a first ballot lock for the Hall of Fame.
Phillip Rivers, is he?
No, he's not, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Okay, so the Super Bowl thing puts him on. That's
huge.
Yeah. I say if he wins the MVP this year, he's a Hall of Famer. How about that? I think he's still a borderline guy because they're gonna penalize him for the Lions and how bad they were all those years. And I don't think he's a lock. I don't think he's a first ballot.
I also think he's like top five in fourth quarter comebacks of all time.
Well, that's because he played on teams that were always losing.
Right, yeah. I think we did this stat like not too long ago. We were talking, all three of us on the show, and it was like, okay, it's probably Brady, it's probably Manning, it's probably Elway, and our producer Mac was like, he's like, Matthew Stafford, fifth. And you're like, oh, that's right. All those years. Because you think about it. Okay, so I don't know why we're getting off on this tangent. Maybe it's my fault. But Matthew Stafford, best wide receiver year ever. Calvin Johnson, Detroit. Another best wide receiver year ever. Cooper Kupp, Los Angeles Rams. Quarterback coincidence. Matthew Stafford.
And Puka Nacua also had a ridiculous year with Matthew Stafford.
Somebody got to throw that ball.
Yeah, he's a star maker. He is a star maker at wide receiver. You want him as your guy.
And you better say something nice about him or his wife will throw a soft pretzel at your head.
Yeah, I don't want that. I will be at the Rams game on Sunday, so I don't want her attacking me. So,
hey, if she does throw the soft pretzel at your head, save it for me because, you know, that's my deal. I like those.
I promise you it will not be as good as the one.
No, you sue and you make up like a bruise on your forehead. You're like, man.
The pretzel is hard.
If she does throw the pretzel at Matthew Stafford's wife, I hope it's on camera. I just need it on camera. I'll sell it to TMZ. I'll make some money.
Perfect. Yeah, and you're right. It's not as soft and delicious as the one at the landing. All right, before we let you go, Ben, Bill Simmons, he didn't step in it at all, I don't think. He called the Columbus Blue Jackets the most irrelevant team in sports. Who is your most irrelevant team in sports?
Hockey would be good. I would say the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to go with the Winnipeg Jets on that. Like, it's just far away. It's cold. It's the middle of nowhere. It's just, you know, it's not here. Columbus is not a bad one. Who did you pick, by the way?
Well, for me, it's always been the Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic. How about that? I would say in the NBA, though, it's like Memphis Grizzlies, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from in the NBA. There's a lot of teams that their uniforms all kind of look the same, and I'll be watching on the Magic box, and I'll be like, I don't know what team that is until they put I got to look at the graphic to find out who it is. That's not great for your business if you don't know the teams are based on the uniforms because they all look the same.
Well, did you see the Orlando Magic uniform? They brought back the like 90s Shaq and Penny uniforms.
Oh, I love
and they,
that.
And
yeah.
they made the court the same way. Like, I was watching it, and I'm like, I feel like I'm like a 90s Dusty's kid watching Shaq and Penny play basketball. It was awesome.
Yeah, the Raptors. I remember when the Raptors came in. They got to bring back. It was so funny being in the Raptors locker room when they were an expansion team. They looked like Barney the Dinosaur on their uniforms. They had a dinosaur, and it was all these grown professional basketball players wearing a dinosaur. It was the funniest thing. I still remember being like, these guys are like embarrassed to wear the uniform. And now, because it's been long time, people, oh, that's such a great uniform. The players didn't like it at the time. They didn't think it was very good. I remember the Rockets, when Charles Barkley played for the Rockets, they came into L.A., and they had like this cartoon rocket on their uniform, and that was embarrassing too. It was a stupid logo, but now it's nostalgic.
Now it's nostalgic, and then it was the 90s. Ben, we appreciate your time. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you after the holiday.
All right, enjoy the holidays. Thank you, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
one word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Josh Simmons spoke to the Chiefs media for the first time since returning from his absence and playing in last week's game. This is what he had to say to everyone.
I thank the entire Kansas City and this club for having my sixth the time I was away from the team. Showed how much love this team and city has for me, and I can't wait to give it back to them. So.
One word on Josh Simmons returning to Kansas City.
I'm glad he's back, man, and good, and we're ready to go, and quite honestly, just move on, right? Let's just continue to watch this kid play. He was outstanding, I thought, on Sunday. A little bit of rust, maybe, he talked about, but he was also going against, as he said, number 15 out there. He's a pretty darn good football player. I thought Josh Simmons was epic on Sunday after missing all that time.
He's a beast.
This guy, holy cow, he's so good at what he does.
He's the truth,
right?
I mean,
he may be the second best at his position on the team behind Patrick Mahomes. Like, you know, Mahomes is the best quarterback, you know, in the NFL, and then the next best player on the team at their position may be Josh Simmons right now.
My one word would be support. You know, I can only imagine if Josh Simmons played in Dallas, what Jerry Jones would be doing. If he played in the New York Jets organization, what Woody Johnson would be doing. That's a good sign to see from your franchise. Whether you want to know all the information or not, that's up to you, because it just depends on what keeps you up at night. It doesn't do that for me. He's back. He dealt with an issue. It was family-oriented. It's between him and his family and the organization. Mm-hmm. But he's back because of the support this team had. And look, you need that guy, and you need him more than ever right now. So shout out to the support for the franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs.
100%. NFL right now looking into supersonic flights. They're trying to make Europe. They're trying to become
Paris.
Global. Obviously, Paris game announced for next season. One word on supersonic jets in the NFL.
Awesome. I mean, the fact that the NFL is studying supersonic flight to see if they can have an expansion team in Europe is one of the most NFL things that I've ever seen. All right, at all costs, what can we do? Well, we got to bring back those supersonic jets. The problem is they only seat 60 people right now. So now the NFL is going to try to build a supersonic jet that can fit an entire football team so they can, you know, go back and forth across the ocean and base that team over there in Europe. Again, I didn't have on my bingo card this week RPO conversation, right? I also didn't have on my bingo card the NFL investigating supersonic flight so they could expand to Europe.
Hell yeah. Advance would be my one word, because you hear supersonic, I just think of video games and advancements. And so, yeah, advanced for supersonic jets.
This comes from Major League Baseball. MLB has formed a new 3-year media rights agreement with Netflix, NBC Universal, and ESPN. It's from 2026 to 2028 MLB seasons. It marks the return of NBC to regularly airing MLB games for the first time in 26 years. It's also the first time Netflix will have live coverage of MLB. And this also extends ESPN's long-term relationship with MLB to 39 consecutive seasons.
And they're going to have midweek games, which is awesome. The Sunday night game on NBC and Peacock is going to be fun, having Netflix involved as well. I know, I'm sure we're going to see the tweets. I've got to buy all these subscriptions to watch every single blank game this season. Well, I mean, that's the cost of being a fan these days. Mm-hmm. You know, I quite honestly, I'm past all of that now. We know what it is. A lot of people are going to not like it, and then don't like it. But a lot of people are fine with it, too. So it is what it is when it comes to that. But I'm just glad baseball got their TV deals done. You get the money in here. Now we can go spend it and get better players. It's great for baseball to have all these TV partners locked up through what could be a work stoppage as well. That's a good sign for you know, the league moving forward, too.
Yeah, my one word comes with three. Writing on four. Writing on the wall. We've seen every other sport move, boxing, prize fights, all this stuff go to Netflix. Now you're going to get Home Run Derby, Netflix. First game of the season, Netflix. Field of Dreams, Netflix. You know what the problem is? None. You know what the advantage is? One spot. You can go to one spot. And I think I speak this pretty clearly. I would say most everybody in the United States has Netflix.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Netflix is one of those worldwide apps, too. Like I was talking about, Netflix and Amazon. That's why everybody's going with Netflix and Amazon. They're the two that you can get worldwide. And you can't get HBO Max and all this other stuff worldwide. But Netflix and Amazon,
you can. And so now they're getting a global reach as well as a local reach. And, of course, they got the deal done with ESPN yesterday. That's going to be the home of MLB.tv. So if you're an ESPN app subscriber, you're going to get all the baseball games for free. That comes with that package. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a cool deal as well. Now, you're out-of-market games. We're still dealing with this nonsensical blackout stuff. Mm-hmm. All your out-of-market games, if you're an ESPN subscriber now on the app, you're going to get all of that included as well. So that's kind of a cool perk to go get the ESPN app.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Wilt Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 785, they would only be able to go supersonic over the ocean. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. KC's
Where do you
best
think
days.
Europe is?
We get a Smash Pass on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Don't forget, in about 5 minutes, you're going to want to hear that sound that we play during this segment of Smash or Pass, which is this one.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. When you hear that sound in about 5 minutes, you want to be the caller number 5, because that's how many losses and that's how many wins the Chiefs have. Tell Mac that's a wonderful shirt that he's wearing, that somebody really nice must have given it to him.
So
also
cool
that he has a great haircut now and that his fantasy advice is pristine.
Mac's awesome.
That's right. 96.5 The Fan. I like stroked out there. Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So caller 5, $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. Throw a big old ribeye on your family's dinner table for Thanksgiving. That's a flex.
That's a huge flex.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I know turkey's great, but how about this gift card I won from 96.5 The Fan during Smash or Pass? Here's a beef Wagyu steak.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, I'll do that with some gravy and potatoes.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Last night I was in the garage again, and the first thing, it's like we were talking about like algorithms that pop up on your phone, and Retro News Now is the handle, and it pops up, and you thought Bisquick only made pancakes. And it's a Bisquick Impossible Cheeseburger Pie.
I remember seeing this when I was a kid.
Came out in 1981.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would eat
that.
Looks
good.
Yeah, skillet pie with Bisquick and like cheese and ground beef. I mean, that sounds like awesome right there. Yeah.
Can you see the pie?
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
To the left? There it is.
I don't know why you wouldn't be in on that, other than it's like a heart attack and a skillet.
100%.
Is it basically like a Mexican pizza, but like homemade?
It's kind of giving that a little bit.
I forget, honest to God. When you said that, I did have immediate like kind of flashbacks to the 80s. Yeah. And like, I do remember commercials. We never had that kind of stuff. We weren't rich. My sister and I had a fight for the last hot dog and grape soda. So like that was like
so
the
this
rich
is like
people.
A nice, this is a nice
Well,
thing.
I would assume we never had that.
Gotcha.
Somebody says from the 785, it's delicious. I had it a lot growing up.
There we go.
I would assume that was probably like a cheap meal, too. Like you could buy hamburger, cheese, and Bisquick and put it all together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds Midwest shepherd's pie.
Yeah, it looked really good. I'd be in on that.
It's about as American as it gets right
It
there.
Really is. Yeah. Pancake, mixed cheese, and meat.
Somebody says
it looks like an enchilada just in a big pizza shape.
Oh, that's a great call.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great call.
Smash.
Yeah.
My buddy Big Ed said, your buddy Asher would take his Wagyu and make chili out of it.
Oh, no.
Well, that's who he is. Hey, try this Wagyu. It's really good. It's a Wagyu chili. No. Why would you do that? It's like making it old-fashioned with plantains.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
No, drink that neat. Eat that steak
just put it on the grill for 5 minutes, take it off, and smash.
Maybe
dude.
Some salt and pepper on it. And you don't even need to do that on that wagon.
Somebody says,
so
my
good.
Dad used to make strawberry shortcake with Bisquick. Hello.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, the Bisquick.
That's what you do.
Yeah, for the strawberry shortcake shells. Yeah, absolutely.
You can eat that and go supersonic over land and water.
Yeah. Ooh, I tell you what, man. Let me tell you something about land and water.
Somebody says, if you take a can of croissants, put them in a muffin pan, pour ground beef in it after you have seasoned it with taco seasoning, add onions, green peppers to it as well with cheese, Doritos, and shredded cheese, and then fold and bake, and they're little taco pies. They're delicious, especially with a little sour cream and guac on top. Thanks for texting in, Emily. We appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like an empanada, which you can get, you know, up at Piropo's. I mean, those empanadas are fantastic. Mm. That's what that reminded me of, quite honestly.
Hell yeah.
Little pillow filled with meat. I mean, that is fantastic. A lot of work, I will say, for that. People say, no, it's it is. It's
a lot like
of
a
work.
One a year thing. Like that's your dish you bring. Oh, you brought the little taco poppers. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, we got to invite Dusty because you know he's going to bring those taco things, right? My wife's got a friend Carrie who makes these cake pops that are just the most unbelievable thing. Ooh. And like now's the time of the year you start going to parties and things. Carrie bringing the cake pops.
Exactly. You know, they, or it's they like better they send be there. You the invite. Hey, it's Friendsgiving on Saturday, Dusty. Taco poppers. Everybody else's name just has it blank next to it. It's like, I guess I don't have an option.
Yeah, you don't have an option. They want you to bring that. Let me run through some Thanksgiving foods for you. You get a smash or pass. Mm-hmm. Cranberry sauce.
By itself, no.
Oh, I thought you'd have the sound already.
Yeah.
Smash.
Smash cranberry sauce.
Smash it, right?
Straight out of the can.
Out of the can.
Straight out of the can with a spoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to have the cranberry sauce in the can. Not in the bathroom, but in the can with the ridges on it, you know. Love it. Stuffing?
All in.
All in. Yeah, my mother makes a stuffing that has been in the family for 100 years, and it is just like every year about this time, people start thinking my kids are like, it's stuffing time and all this kind of stuff. I tricked my nephew the other day. He doesn't respond to my text. He's a jerk. and I said, Grandma's putting tzatziki in the mashed potatoes this year to try something different. I thought I'd get him going. I had my mother all in. No response from the kid. So that goes to the next one. Green bean casserole?
Oh. All day, every
100%.
Day.
100%. All 100%. Day,
every day. Yeah, everybody does.
Can I bring my favorite?
Can I bring up a little issue with my Friendsgiving that's this Saturday?
Yep.
The guy who's in charge of green bean casserole is going to be 30 to 45 minutes late to the dinner. He can't make the green bean casserole. That's got to be ready with the stuff.
Oh, can't you just wait on dinner till he gets there? Like, you don't need to eat right away. You have a cocktail,
talk some more.
I guess you're right.
He's like, nah, I need it right now.
I feel like that should be shifted to the dessert side. Because that's what everybody else's response was yesterday. We were hanging out at the crib, having some fun. I'm like, well, if he's going to be late, get in the green bean casserole there. Like, well, why don't we just hang out on the front porch a little longer? It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice this weekend.
Extended cocktail hours. Like, all right, you guys win.
Yeah, 30 to 45 minutes is not all. And like, if he's going to be 2 hours, like, that's another conversation. You drop that green bean casserole off at middle of the day, and then, you know, we'll have it there. Then you come when you come. But
it'll be there, Dusty. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll have it.
It's my favorite side of Thanksgiving.
I get that. Yep, me too.
Okay.
It's got to be cooked perfectly. I don't want hard green beans. Mm-hmm. I don't want soggy onion straws.
Let me ask you this,
though. I want Campbell's cream and mushroom in it.
Be honest with me. The people who use fresh green beans as opposed to, like, either the frozen or the canned green beans, are you in on that?
As long as you cook them right.
Okay, because I'm not. I don't like the fresh green. And I love fresh vegetables, but it just doesn't work for me in the green bean casserole if you use the fresh. I don't know. Just
I guess I don't know the way I usually eat it. I gotta
green
ask.
Green bean casserole is a number one seed in the Thanksgiving bracket.
As is stuffing.
Sweet potato casserole.
Smash. With little marshmallows on top.
Yeah, the marshmallows on top. Yep.
My stepmother Mary, saint, makes the best sweet potato casserole. I eat it. I mean, it's literally the corner piece. It's like literally 3/4 of the entire.
The corner piece is the best of everything at Thanksgiving.
Minus the brownie.
Oh, but you don't like the corner brownie?
I like the center one. The center brownie, all the good.
Just give me any of them.
Good and over
care.
The center piece.
Give me the corner. Give me the middle. Give me the end. Pumpkin pie?
I'm in. Not my favorite pie, but I'm in.
What is your favorite pie?
Apple pie.
Okay. With cheddar cheese on top?
Of course.
Strawberry pie. No, my favorite would be French silk. I tend to pass on pumpkin pie. I don't hate it. If it's there and there's two sides of Cool Whip.
I was going to say whipped cream.
Gotta have what's that picture we see every Thanksgiving? Okay, now I can eat pumpkin pie and it's like completely covered in Cool Whip. I don't hate that take. I really don't either.
I think pumpkin pie is the vehicle for the Cool Whip. Yeah, it has to be.
Don't put just the little dollop on there. I need more.
Gravy?
Smash.
Okay. Smash and gravy. Smash.
It's the Adam Frazier to all the everything on the plate. It's the glue guy.
It is. Like, yeah, the gravy brings it all.
It doesn't matter if it leaks in your green beans. It's supposed to go on your turkey. It's gonna be all over your mashed potatoes, all over your dressing, your stuffing. It's
See, I'm more just like I'm mashed potatoes. I'm a little bit on the mashed potatoes, that's it. I don't want it everywhere.
Okay.
All right.
I'm rare in that way.
And finally, we had something tweeted, and it's a can of emergency drinking water, sterilized, that's 75 years old. They opened it up, and it is pure water. They even did a test and all that kind of stuff. Would you drink that?
Yes. It tastes metallic-y as hell.
That's right, it would. Yeah, that metallic taste.
It would taste like how you know when you start to have a bloody nose.
Yes. 100%. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
You feel that rush and immediately go, oh, no.
Like when Gabe got them all the Sabre water bottles in the office and they had orange juice in it and they were like, metallic-y.
Yeah. You watched that season of The Office?
Yeah, Gabe's still there. Yeah, you guys watched when Gabe was still there.
Once Michael Scott left.
Michael was still there with Gabe. Yeah.
Because he came over with, what's her face? Kathy Bates' assistant.
Oh, okay. That's kind of when we started to.
That's fair.
Because that's when Ed Helms made the song. He thought it was like Sabor. And he's like, it's actually Sabre. Yeah. Like, we don't really know a word that rhymes with that. Song's ruined now.
Oh, yeah. Sabre and Sabre. Sabre.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
There you go. Caller number 5. You got to tell Mac, hey, that's a really cool shirt. Someone nice must have given it to you. Your hair looks great nowadays, and you're one of the best fantasy advisors I've ever had in my life.
Mac's awesome.
Caller number 5, Booth Creek Wagyu. $50 gift card for you, Booth Creek Wagyu. KC's best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stakes now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf. And also, Smash Your Pass brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford. On a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Does the league trust Patrick Mahomes, or are they daring him to open up his game? We'll discuss here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.